This is Zeta 101 with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Skeptic Overlord and other member replies. Hello guys, thanks for the several opinions and interesting thoughts on UFOs and aliens. To Skeptic Overlord, I love your skepticism, man. You are indeed the Skeptic Overlord. Like Magic said, imagine a civilization millions and millions of years old. If you understand the amount of time that kind of civilization would have to advance its technology and literally change into something different and better, it kind of takes our concept out of the equation. And I don't really think they would be like us, as in, you know, in economical standards or in architecture or any human way of thinking that we've learned to get used to. For example, we don't expect them to have cars, do we? I mean, at least not me. But I do expect them to have some sort of transportation for places they need to go. Who knows? Maybe their civilization just walks up to a platform and there you go, beam the way to wherever they have to go. Now, on the other hand, why would you need such beaming technology if you have crafts that can cover vast distances? See, these are the interesting thoughts that come to mind and that show that we're thinking in our concept and our idea of a civilization. For all we know, they could be using trees as houses to live in, or maybe have no houses at all. In the terms of how much money it would take, and that's assuming that civilization has something even remote to money, like I said before, a race that has lived for millions of years having such technology, building something like that for them would be like building a bicycle, maybe a car to us. So if you think about it, it only took us, what, several decades to master flight, and even now we have problems. Now trying to comprehend the amount of time, millions of years, is, and it just blows you away with all kinds of things that we yet don't know and about how our world functions, and it's just overwhelming. Also, the idea that if we are important enough for a civilization like that to come in our planet to just check us out, well, I don't really think they care or are admired by us. I just think they're curious, you know. I mean, I think when we discover something, even if it's a rock or something like a bug, we tend to try and study it and try to understand what it is and what it was doing there and how it got there, you know. And I think that if aliens are in fact visiting our planet and possibly abducting some people, you know, it would be for the same reason. Maybe they're curious. Maybe they want to know who we are and what we're doing here on this funky planet. And are we worthy to be checked up upon again and again? I think they found out that we are a race that has to be checked on once in a while because of how rapidly we learned and how rapidly we use that knowledge to usually blow ourselves up. that's just an assumption. Of course, like Magic said, always have an open mind because you never know. We might all be wrong. And anyways, this has been my AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Skeptic Overlord's reply to my pod threat. And this is Zeta signing out.